People stare at Officer Joe Boggs when he passes them on his bike. The novelty of a cycling police officer seems to override the unspoken code of avoiding eye contact with authority. Boggs says it's a good thing.
A lot of folks I talk to when I'm out on the bike or out walking, I just like seeing you where you can actually, you know, talk to them. Being out with, you know, with them, being in their element a little bit, they're not just always stuck in a car. I think people like seeing that.
Boggs started bike patrolling in June and tries to make it out a few times a week.
The first day I went out, the weather was just horrible. I was just so excited to get going, and I finally got all the gear and all my patches sewn on and got the schedules to work out, you know, perfect for going out. And the first day, rain was just coming down. It was blowing. Looking back, it was just a perfect first day.
The weather is considerably nicer this evening. The patrol route is a big loop around Petersburg on roads and gravel paths. Boggs says patrolling on a bike makes it easier to access areas that would be impossible or difficult in a vehicle.
You're a lot quicker on a bike than you would be on foot, but at the same time, you're going to see and hear and smell a lot more than if you were in a car.
This theory is put to the test in the first minute of the patrol. On closer examination, Boggs decides the smell is more likely burning garbage, but does a quick tour of the neighborhood anyways. The evening is quiet. Boggs checks out a few hot spots and finds empty liquor bottles and makeshift pipes, but no people. That prompts a question about what would happen if he did need to make an arrest.
Yeah, you get a lot of the friendly comments, or you know, you gotta put them on the seat and handcuff them around their waist, or what do you gotta do there? But generally, that's one nice part about having another officer on duty too. Is if I make contact, I can let them know that, you know, where I'm at, what I'm doing, and if someone needs to be transported, I can get a transport in a car. And if that's a matter of walking them up to the road or whatever, that's fine. But it's definitely nice to have another officer that can provide a transport, so you don't get stuck doing that, or just potentially be a long walk is all.
Boggs says the bike patrol will continue for the rest of the summer and hopefully expand to the rest of the department. For the time being, he's the only officer certified to ride. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.